This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. After the passing of MLA Nello Altomare, East Winnipeg's Transcona riding heads back to the polls for a by-election on March 18th. Four candidates will be on the ballot. Shannon Corbett for NDP, Sean Nason for PC, Brad Boudreau for Liberal, and Susan Ock for Independent. U-Multicultural contacted all candidates, but Shannon Corbett and Susan Ock have not responded as of this recording. Join me, Ryan Funk, as we speak with candidates Sean Nason and Brad Boudreau. Sean, thank you for joining me. Your name isn't new to politics, but for those who may not be familiar with you, what is your connection to Transcona?
Lived in Transcona with my wife for over 20 years. My wife actually grew up in Transcona. That's how people end up in Transcona. Somebody's typically connected to it and you get drawn back to the community. It's part of Winnipeg, but it's not part of Winnipeg. They still feel like they're a very separate community with its own little identity. And, you know, that's part of the reason why I love it. That and the fact that the people are so special here and neighbor looking after neighbor. Got a couple kids, Sarah and Noah. My daughter is 18 and my son is 16.
You served as Transcona's city councillor from 2018 to 2022 and live in the community. So you have your finger on the pulse of Transcona. What do you believe are some of the most significant challenges Transcona residents are facing?
Well, the seesaw that we've had in the last month plus under the Trump administration is creating a lot of chaos, a lot of concern. We've had affordability issues, but I think this is going to hyperactivate affordability for our city, for our province. You know, the impacts from the youngest to the oldest, affordability is going to be a challenge. So fighting for lower taxes, fighting for relief, that's just one area. You know, we got housing, affordability crisis in housing, leading to more people being homeless, you know, people looking for escapes through addictions.
You've been a city councillor, so you've experience in politics. Why did you want to run now and represent Transcona on the provincial level?
Well, it's that thirst to continue to serve the community, to fight for the community, to give back to the community. You know, I wasn't successful in my reelection bid, but I still have that thirst to give back to the community, either through volunteering or through a political role that I feel I can do best and bring voice to the community at.
Sean Nason will be one of four names on the upcoming by-election with Brad Boudreau, Susan Ock, and Shannon Corbett. Advanced polling is underway, and Election Day is on March 18th. Join us in our next segment as we speak with Brad Boudreau. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.